Good morning.
Morning, sir. Welcome to the National Cheese Emporium.
Thank you, my good man.
What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I was sitting in the public library in Thurman Street just now, skimming through Rogue Harry's by Hugh Walpole, and I suddenly came over all peckish.
Peckish, sir?
Esurient.
Eh?
Yeah, we're all hungry-like.
Ah, hungry.
In a nutshell. And I thought to myself, a little fermented curd will do the trick. So I curtailed my Walpoling activities, sallied forth and infiltrated your place of purveyance to negotiate the vending of some cheesy comestibles.
Come again.
I want to buy some cheese.
Oh, I thought you were complaining about the bouzouki player.
Oh, heaven forbid. I am one who delights in all manifestations of the Terpsichorean muse.
Sorry?
Well, I can ask Junior Forstoo.
So he can go on playing, can he?
Most certainly. Now then, some cheese, please, my good man.
Certainly, sir. What would you like?
Well, how about a little Red Leicester?
I'm afraid we're fresh out of Red Leicester, sir.
Oh, never mind. How are you on Tilsit?
I'm afraid we never have that at the end of the week, so get it fresh on Monday.
Tish, tish. No matter. Well, stout yeoman, 4 ounces of kefir, if you please.
Ah, it's been on order, sir, for 2 weeks. I was expecting it this morning.
My lucky day, is it? Bell pay, is it?
Sorry, sir.
Red Windsor?
Normally, sir, yes. Today, the van broke down.
Ah. Stilton?
Sorry.
Emmental? Gruyere?
Nope.
Any Norwegian Jarlsberg, if a chance?
Nope.
Liptar?
Nope.
Lancashire?
Nope.
White Stilton?
Nope.
Danish Brew?
Nope.
Double Gloucester?
Nope.
Cheshire?
Nope.
Dorset Blue Vinny?
Nope.
Brie, Roquefort, Pont-l'Evêque, Port-Salut, Savoyard, Saint-Paulin, Carré de l'Est, Brest Bleu, Boursin?
Nope.
Camembert, perhaps?
Ah, we have camembert, yes, sir.
You do? Excellent.
Yes, sir. It's a bit runny.
Oh, I like it runny.
Well, it's very runny, actually.
No matter. Fetch hither le fromage de la Belle France.
I think it's a bit runnier than you'll like it, sir.
I don't care how fucking runny it is. Hand it over with all speed.
Oh!
What now?
The cat's eaten it.
Has it?
She, sir.
Gouda?
Nope.
Edam?
Nope.
Caithness?
Nope.
Smoked Austrian?
Nope.
Japanese Sage Derby?
No, sir.
You do have some cheese, do you?
Of course, sir. It's a cheese shop, sir. We got...
No, don't tell me. I'm keen to guess.
Fair enough.
Wensleydale?
Yes?
Ah, well, I'll have some of that.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me, sir. Mr. Wensleydale, that's my name.
Greek feta?
Not as such.
Gorgonzola,
no.
Parmesan,
no.
Mozzarella, pepper
no.
crema, Danish bimbo,
no.
Czech sheep's milk,
no.
Venezuelan beaver cheese.
Not today, sir, no.
Ah, how about cheddar?
Well, we don't get much call for it round here, sir.
Not much call. It's the single most popular cheese in the world.
Not round here, sir.
And what is the most popular cheese round here?
Ilchester, sir.
Is it?
Oh, yes, sir. It's staggeringly popular in this manor, sir.
Is it?
It's our number one bestseller, sir.
I see. Ilchester, eh?
Right, sir.
All right. Eh? Have you got any? He asked, expecting the answer no.
I'll have a look, sir. No.
It's not much of a cheese shop, is it?
Finest in the district, sir.
Explain the logic underlying that conclusion, okay?
Well, it's so clean, sir.
It's certainly uncontaminated by cheese.
You haven't asked me about Limbo, has it?
Is it worth it? Have you shut that bloody bazooki up?
Told you so.
Have you got any Limburger?
No.
That figures. Predictable, really, I suppose. It was an act of purest optimism to oppose the question in the first place. Tell me.
Yes, sir?
Have you, in fact, got any cheese here at all?
Yes, sir.
Really?
No, not really, sir.
You haven't?
No, sir, not a scrap. I was deliberately wasting your time, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to shoot you.
Righto, sir.
What a senseless waste of human life.